I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Memorial Day is upon us, and that represents the big opening of boating season in West Virginia. Coming up, we'll give a refresher course on some of the common sense rules to make for a safer day on the water.
Ahoy there! How's the fishing?
Shh! You'll scare the fish!
Fishies love the safety pirate. Now tell me, have you taken a boating safety course?
I have.
Oh, but did you know it's dangerous
to speed on the water? Yeah, I know.
Arr, smarty pants, are ya?
Stay safe on the water this year. Learn the boating rules and always wear your life jacket.
And remember to boat smart, boat safe.
A message from the National Safe Boating Council.
There's nothing quite like a day on the water. Whether you're fishing, water skiing, or just kicking back with friends, a boat always translates to a lot of fun. But Lieutenant Tim Coleman with the DNR's Law Enforcement Section tells us that can change quickly unless you keep your wits about you.
Probably the biggest thing is, people get out there on the water and they get this freedom sensation over them and they feel like they can do anything they want to. And common sense sometimes leaves. I guess a journalist statement would be boat defensively. Don't assume the other guy sees you. Don't assume he's going to do a right thing. Be alert.
Generally, boating goes hand in hand with drinking. Now, that's up to you, so long as the one who's drinking is not the one at the controls.
You can have open containers on a boat. However, the operator of the boat must be sober. I don't know if you ever heard of the old catchphrase, sober skipper. So just make sure you have an appointed sober skipper there that'll save. He won't be doing any drinking.
Coleman says many times he's found people get themselves trapped into a situation where they may take a dangerous gamble.
The trap you get into is a lot of people, when they boat, they'll go up the river or up the lake somewhere and find a little secluded beach and sit there and have a picnic. And they think, well, it won't hurt to have a couple of beers. And next thing you know, they've had two or three or four, and the sun's getting low on the horizon, and it's time to go back. Now everybody's got too much alcohol in their system.
Already this year, there's been a tragedy on the Kanawha River. It involved the worst of all scenarios, drinking, darkness, and a barge.
Barges at night when you're coming down the river, and of course we're in an area where there's a lot of barge traffic, it's like a big black void. I mean, it's just all you hear is a little splashing noise and this big black space. And if you look, there are lights there, but they're hard to see. So you've got to be aware of that.
And life jackets are required on board, but if you're not wearing them, they're not going to do you a lot of good.
Go ahead and put them on. You know, when you need a life jacket, it's too late because you're already in the water. So, wear your life jacket. It'll save your life.
A couple of other reminders. Those personal watercraft that are so popular are also considered motorboats and subject to all boating laws. Also be aware of carbon monoxide that can form when that engine is running while you're idling. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.